Well, today, Senator John McCain and his wife Cindy will be in New Jersey. A Republican presidential candidate hasn't carried the Garden State since Ronald Reagan, yet top McCain strategists insist the state is in play. WNYC's Bob Henley joins us now to assess that claim. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Well, you've just returned from McCain's national headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, and you asked the campaign to make their best case. So, Bob, who did you meet with, and why this obsession with New Jersey?
Well, it's not quite like the bada bing plug, but as it turns out, three of McCain's top staffers are from New Jersey, including his campaign manager, his national field director, and his political director, Bill DeHame, who is from Passaic County. Here's why he says McCain can win.
President Bush lost in 2000 by 16 points. He lost by 7 points in 2004. That was a big swing, bigger than almost every other state. And John McCain is a candidate who is tailor-made for New Jersey. He is New Jersey voters like independents, mavericks, moderates, and John McCain fits that bill.
Now, DeHame was a Northeast coordinator for President George W. Bush's reelection bid, but he was credited with thinking out of the box and forcing Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry to defend the Northeast up until the home stretch, including vice presidential candidate John Edwards having to come, of all places, Hudson County, like right before the election. But it's not clear if that same strategy will work this year. You know, Bush's numbers are lower than ever. And, you know, with New Jersey voters, the war in Iraq is really unpopular. Half of our National Guard is being deployed over in Iraq, the largest deployment since World War II. So there's real fatigue there. And then there's a matter of the 500,000 freshly minted New Jersey Democrats who signed up to be part of the Democrats' primary in New Jersey. That really gives Democrats a real numerical advantage over Republicans.
Well, what about McCain's support for offshore drilling? Isn't that going to hurt him in New Jersey?
You know, I guess they figure that the record high oil and gas prices has caused a seismic shift in public opinion. I asked his field director, Bill Stepien, if Senator McCain could take, carry that same walk New Jersey politicians always take on Labor Day along the shore, if he could, embrace the offshore oil drilling at the same time as walking that coastline. And this is what he said.
I was surprised when I saw a poll 3 weeks ago showing that 60% of New Jerseyans supported offshore drilling. That's one. Number two, I'd say that Senator McCain's proposal only allowed states to look at it on their own and say, is this in our state's best interest? There was no federal mandate that said we're going to put offshore wells off the coast of New Jersey.
Now, the offshore debate did get a lot more slipperier with Senator Obama just opening the door ever so much to additional offshore exploration under several conditions. You know, his backers say that it would include dramatic improvements in fuel economy and significant increases in alternative energy. And then you have Speaker Pelosi shifting just last night. And so McCain forces see this Obama shift as a sign of weakness and kind of a recalibration based on polling, not the kind of out-of-the-box thinking that their guy's doing. And yesterday's both campaigns were busy condemning each other. How about this? Which one was taking more money for big oil? So, and this kind of battle is going on. It's not even Labor Day.
So how does today shape up for the McCains in New Jersey? Do you expect protests?
It looks like in Teaneck, the place down there by the hotel, the Marriott Hotel, is open and there's lots of parking. So clearly I would expect the Democrats to give him a total blue carpet welcome. But there's been so much pre-advanced publicity on this, so I would also expect to see, pro-life folks that are part of the base of John McCain showing up. So it'll be an intramural, field operation for both campaigns to show what they can do in the Garden State.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks.
Bob Henley is WNYC's senior reporter. He'll be traveling with Cindy McCain in southern New Jersey today, and he'll be covering McCain's fundraiser this evening.